distill the question to simplify it. When in a relationship, I've been in a long-term relationship for many years, and the person who I am now is much different than the person who I was when this began. So, I guess my question is, it's more of advice, I think, of like, if you're in a loving relationship, but one person kind of gets pulled to this more spiritual path. I'll say spiritual path. I think that's the right word. And the other, not to say it is non-spiritual, but maybe not currently interested. I think that's the softest way to maybe say it.
Yes.
Let's explore.
It happens.
Yeah.
It's not rare. It happens, especially in this age. People are awakening. One of them wake up earlier, faster. All of a sudden, one day could happen, like I did. Yes. The question is the relationship between you and God? Is it becoming you and her? You and them? If it's between you and them, that cause for pain, suffering, judgment. The true relationship of love is between you and God. And having this relationship between Vairava and me is we shared it at the satsang in person here, remember? When we started this relationship, I asked him, do you need me? And then you answered?
No.
No. And I go, thank God. Thank God for him not needing me.
Of course, where our heart is at, and the intention of the heart is ultimately who we are. The intention of the heart. And I'll say this because I had a absolute dear friend. He has since left this world. And this person was what self-described as a hardcore atheist. Yet, he was very kind to everyone. He was doing great work in the world of service towards other people because he believed in it. And he was an absolute humanitarian in all his endeavors. He just didn't believe there was anything beyond this world. Um, We were extremely close, very, very, very good friends. We didn't even ever talk about spirituality, though we did talk about love and service. From my eyes, looking at him, he was a very spiritual person, even if he would not describe himself in such a way. So we don't have to think the same way, and it also becomes a judgment that one person is more spiritual than another, or that I am, right? The question is only simply in, are we enhancing each other's lives and growing in whatever way that is? Are we respecting each other's ideas and able to embrace the differences? There's always going to be a difference, no matter what. Even when people are thinking exactly the same in terms of their principles, there's still going to be variations and differences. How much are we able to maintain being true to ourselves? Keep the relationship with the divine, and also see our relationship with the divine through that individual, through the other individual. So there is no real advice.
And knowing it's a play. It's a great gift, but not necessary to fulfill your heart.
Mm.
You are the love that you have been looking for.
Mm.
You are not seeking for love.
Mm.
You don't have to seek for love. We are the love itself that we've been looking for. So whether we have a relationship or not, it doesn't really matter.
Mm.
It is only a great opportunity, an extra gift.
Mm.
And it is teaching something that we need to learn and grow our wisdom for the light.
Mm.
So nothing is wrong whether you choose to stay and enjoy the relationship as before, or being separated and then just being, staying single and just having commitment to God. But either direction, you have commitment to God, because you are God. It cannot go anywhere. The divine light, divine heart, compassion, love, oneness. We are not separated. Only the mind separates us. And if, as long as there is respect to each other, each individual's, the purpose or the attitude in life, if there's respect for each other, that's beautiful. If one doesn't accept you, your idea, and try to stop you or try to pull you down, then again, same with either you choose to stay and stay as the observer of the mind and enjoy this journey, or thank you, namaste, and being separated physically. And it is up to you. But again, it's a play. It's a great gift. Mm-hmm. We are awakening, even if it takes thousands of years to become the golden age. We are awakening. So let's pray for them who are not seeing the light, the divine within us, and getting caught with the mind. We pour this mercy, compassion toward them, and pray for them to be free from suffering. To be free from the mind. To realize that we are all one, as oneness, as wholeness, as the divine.